Good morning, everybody. This is Farmer Hughes from the Berkshire Irish American Organization of Berkshire County. We welcome you to the beautiful studios of WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield's Community Radio. We both welcome you to another edition of the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. I have a good show planned for you today. We are going to listen to Shillelagh Law, some Luke Kelly, Christy Moore, the McCrells, the Dubliners, some Lancome, and some other things that we find on my list here. So without further kidding around or anything, I hope everybody enjoys the show.
That stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eyes dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantles were spreading, and Mary all smiles sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of
Thank you. Bars are full of people, all clapping hands in time. A young man plays a fiddle while another spins a rhyme. The whiskey flows so freely as it's passed around the room. The fiddler's fast and furious as he starts another tune. Next morning in the sunlight, he has a child on each knee, telling stories of the old days and of how it used to be. In his home so far away, across the chilling waves, he tells them that they will return, but he'll never see those days. I would have called him Grandpa, and he may have called me Lad, as he told me tales of Erin, and he sang songs bold and sad. Would he stand inside my bedroom door and fiddle me to sleep, kiss me lightly on my forehead, say a prayer for my keep? Daughter was just 13, son was not much more, when he died fighting fires in the city of New York. And as he sank into the ground, the bagpipes shrieked and moaned for another native Irishman who died so far from home. Daughter grew up and married, had kids of her own, and as one boy got older, she could recognize the tone. The lilting sound at church one day as he sang a hymn, and when he learned to play, she knew her father was in him. I would have called him Grandad, and he may have called me Lad, as he told me tales of Erin, and he sang songs bold and sad. Would he stand inside my bedroom door and fiddle me to sleep, kiss me lightly on my forehead, say a prayer for my keep? The boy gets older, he starts to feel his Irish pride, but nothing that he does can fill the emptiness inside. Searching for his native roots, he looks, he seeks, he tries. He cannot ask his mother, 'cause it always makes her cry. Alone with his guitar, he loves to sing the ballads old, and there's times he hears a fiddle in the deep depths of his soul. And he cannot help wondering that every time he plays, would Grandad be proud of the man that I became today? I would have called him Grandad, and he may have called me Lad, as he told me tales of Erin, and he sang songs bold and sad. Would he stand inside my bedroom door and fiddle me to sleep, kiss me lightly on my forehead, say a prayer for my keep? I would have called him Grandad, and he may have called me Lad, as he told me tales of Erin, and he sang songs bold and sad. Now I'm standing at his grave, and he don't say a thing. Oh, Grandad, can you hear me? It is for you that I sing. Oh,
I was bound, and many an hour, sweet happiness, have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land, far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay, when who should I meet but this pretty fair maid come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, "Fat cess to the black velvet band." Spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So Colleens, they'll feed you with strong drink, me lads, till you are unable to stand. And the very first thing that you'll know is you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, her neck it was just like a swan.
Welcome back, everybody. That you just heard was Luke Telly and the Black Velvet Band, and that was off the album The Definitive Collection. We heard a cut off that last week also. The middle song of that set was I Would Have Called Him Granddad. That was Shillelagh Law, and that was off their album Half the Bottle Down. We heard another cut off that album last week, too. And to start out today's show was The Rose of Tralee, and that was the original Irish Boys. So in this set, we will listen to Christy Moore to start this one off.
In 1803, we sailed out to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't all around, and the marks of our feathers we carry. In our rusty iron chains, we cried for our ways, our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on England and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, down below decks we were lying. But the hurdy screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision of bald Robert Dyer. The sun burned cruel as we dished out the gruel. Don O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today bound for Botany Bay, and many will reach their receiver. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Accustomed to hell as her bow fought to swell, her ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out at sea, we were now 43. We buried our comrades each morning in our own slime, lost in a time, endless night without dawn. Demon's land is a hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery. But the climate is raw and the gun makes the law, neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond, my comrades' ghosts walk behind. A rebel I came, I'm still the same. On the cold wind of night you will find me. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry.
Dead. Lightning flashes, thunders in my head. It's been the quest, the day you said goodbye. Will I never hear the sound of your voice again? Will I never, ever look in your eyes? Will I always remember the things we've said? And will I never forget the touch of your hand? Will I never forget the touch of your hand? There's a group walking on the sand. It's together probably making plans. A moment I thought it was you and I. Hallucinations made from lack of sleep. Too much whiskey, not enough to ease. It's been the best since the day you said goodbye. Will I never hear the sound of your voice again?
Your voice again.
Will I never, ever look in your eyes?
Oh, the look in your eyes.
I always remember the things we've said. And will I never forget the touch of your hand? never forget the touch of your hand. The town, streets are dead, shops are finally closed down. Without a drink, there'll be no sleep tonight. Just a drop to chase your face away. Make me sleep, get me through the day. Spend the face as the day is said goodbye. Will I never hear the sound of your voice again?
Your voice again.
Will I never ever look in your eyes? I never forget the touch of your hand. Oh, will I never hear the sound of your voice again?
Your voice again.
And will I never ever look in your eyes?
Oh, your eyes.
Will I always remember the things we've said? And will I never forget the touch of your hand? Will I never forget the touch of your hand? My God, the touch of your hand.
Thanks.
Times never find me anymore. 'Cause I've been on the road, living free and easy going, shifting from town to town, drifting with the wind. Oh, but Lord, I'm tired and I'd like to settle down. When your spirit's feeling down, life is just as lonely as any other town. But now I realize that I've seen them all before, and I don't want to see them anymore. 'Cause I've been see you.
thumbing for a ride. First time in many months, I know just where I'm going. By tomorrow, everything will be alright. Baby, I'm coming home tonight. 'Cause I've been on the road, living free and easy going, shifting from town to town, drifting with.
And welcome back again, everybody. The first half of the show has kind of zoomed on by, but the song that you just heard was Another Town, and that was the whole shebang. And that was off their album, Another Town. And before that, you heard The Touch of Your Hand, and that was by the McCrells. And that was off their album, Something Fierce. We haven't heard that one in a while. So I think I'll have to add that to the bag for a bit. And then to start that set, Christy Moore's Back Home in Derry. And that came off his Magic Nights album. So I think that was a nice little set. So let's just keep this thing going with a little Gaelic Storm and Swimming in the Sea.
They came real slow, they went by fast. Well, just 1 week is all we had. Went back to work with Mom and Dad. Happy to be swimming in the sea. The seagulls yell, you're getting near. We've waited patiently all the year. And we hadn't slept a wink all night. White faces in the morning light. I see the sea, my sister cried. Yeah, she's tired, we soon be beside. Happy to be swimming in the sea. Down to the sand. Behind a yellow wind barricade, we'd bury Dad up to his chin. On weather trucks, we'd jump right in. Round our waist, a rubber ring, and on each arm, a water wing. Happy to be swimming in the sea. Holiday, oh, and we don't care.
fishes and the seaweed hide. We'd catch them all in a fishing net, as close to heaven as a kid could get. We'd dream of swaggers and pirate ships, lunches, ice cream and a bag of chips. Happy to be swimming in the sea. Neptune hit a fire by a rocky shore. Was a magical place of tales and lore. Now the seagulls call and spoke to me. Hey, come on back to the Cornish Sea. Down by the water, by the foam. Just one more week and I'm going home. Happy to be here. Happy to be here. Well, I'm happy to be here. Oh, swimming in the sea. Swimming in the sea. I'm swimming in the sea. Yeah, swimming in the sea. I'm swimming in the sea. I'm swimming in the sea.
Finnegan lived in Walken Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. He had a brogue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But Tim and a bit of a Tibble's way, with a lovely liquor he was born, and to send him on his way each day, to drop of the crate to the river he mourned. Why, pull it out, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Now one morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet. They laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. Whack for the now when you dance to your partner around the floor with your thunder shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. And his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and brandy punch. Then the widow Malone began to cry, "Ah, such a lovely corpse did you ever see? Must you Tim aboard and why did you die? Will you howl your gobs as Molly McGee? Whack for the dough, will you dance to your partners around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake." Oh, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Ah, Biddy, she you're wrong, I'm sure. Well, Biddy fetched her a belt and a gob and left her sprawling on the floor. A civil war did then engage. 'Twas woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption it soon began. What for the now, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, Tim Maloney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landing on the bed, the whiskey scatters over Tim. Me daddy revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, "Twiddle your whiskey around like blazes. Be the toilet and jazz, do you think I'm dead?" Whack, pull it down, you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. How would you know won't game ball?
Na 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 na. My nights are old, the AC's broke, they're playing the Ramones on the radio. And the summer girls are coming down the Lower East Side. As I drag myself through the heat and the dark, and through the streets and through the shadows of the bar. Steam rising off the streets, it just sets the mood. I'm dying for you. Tonight, the lights are dimly lit inside. She smiles as I stumble in for the night outside.
seems to care. Now the band backs up and the bar clears out, except for a couple of heads in the bar in the house. And you count the register out, I'm at the end of the bar, I'm dying for you. Tonight, the lights are dimly lit inside. She smiles as I stumble in from the night outside. Shiny, shiny, what do you see? From behind the bar up in Avenue B, to the whiskey gin and O, to Bugatti and Ghost. Shiny, shiny, what do you say? Once you follow me back to Avenue A, between the sheets we can both dance the night away. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na-na-na.
And welcome back. That was the Narrowbacks, and the song was Shannon. And that came off their album, Arrogance and Ignorance. I got that one up in Saratoga when we went and saw those guys. And before that, you heard Finnegan's Wake by the Dubliners, and that was off the Dubliners collection. And to start that set, Swimming in the Sea with Gaelic Storm, and that was off their album Special Reserve. And so we have about 20 minutes left. This song is a little bit long, and it's by Lancome. So here we go.
Sharp is the wind, cold is the rain, harsh is the livelong day upon the wide open plain. By dawn,
on the wide open ground.
soldier is rough. In anger or fun, and he causes much bloodshed with his big musket gun.
you just heard U2, Two Hearts Beat as One, and that was off the War album. Before that, you heard the Cranberries, and that was Zombie was the name of the song. And before that, you heard Lancome and Hunting the Wren. And I think I got time to one more song for you guys. So let's play it. Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. We welcome you to join us again next week. And thank you for listening this week. Thanks to WTBR 89.7 for presenting the show for us and tonight, today. And while I'm signing off, you are listening to the Rum Jacks. So everybody have a good week. Be good. Be kind. And keep those Irish eyes a-smiling. Should I see the morning light? 3 days